Okay. Wait, welcome to the More Than Culture podcast episode.
Episode one.
This is episode one. The but this first. Is our 10th year anniversary.
10th year anniversary on our first episode. That's something special.
Welcome. I'm Allie. Allie Rock. What's your name?
Allie Rock. I am Kamal, the secret genius is what they call me.
is your genius a secret?
My name is a secret. The genius is public knowledge.
Wow. That was a lot.
No, my name is, that's actually my name. My name is Kamal Secret. That's actually my government given name.
Your parents are good people. What is your name?
Hello.
What is your name?
My name is Remo Rod. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning.
What just happened?
I don't know, man. Remo showed up.
Hot, man. You know, greasy, baby.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, man. You know, I was on a Bobby V spree. And,
So before we go there, the More Than Culture podcast, we bring to you our take, our views, our understandings of popular culture, things that have happened, things that we're curious about, and then we have a few segments that we're going to get into and talk Shadig. About that that are important to us.
Hey.
So we like to start with...
Where's my water?
I don't know. Where is your water?
Yeah, you had plenty of time to find some water.
It was a whole gallon, bro.
I don't know how you lost a gallon of water, but...
Do let me go search the room, bro.
Do let me. While he's searching the room, we're going to talk about it. Because, so there's some really big viral stories going on in just the world. And all of them seem to concern black men.
R&B singers.
R&B singers and rappers. I personally, I'm scared for y'all right now. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's wild out here, man.
Your boy Aura dot Kelly.
The Aura.
The Aura.
The Pied Piper.
Please say the Aura.
The Aura. He's not R. It's Aura.
Aura.
Aura dot.
Please say the R. Don't not R. just Kelly. The R.
Hashtag free the captives.
Oh God.
he made it into the news. He's been in the news for a couple weeks, right? Because he's got got some people locked up somewhere in the house.
Yeah, they have to ask for permission to pee, from what I've heard.
They don't have to ask permission to pee. To do the number two downstairs, maybe.
No, I've but heard pee, that if they want to leave the room to pee, they have to ask permission. Otherwise, they have to wear diapers.
Oh,
come on.
Like Kotex?
I didn't hear about
You didn't hear about the diapers? Did I make up
like
the diapers?
Like the astronaut lady?
The astronaut? Oh, the one? Yeah, like her.
That's crazy.
Y'all in a social media conversation that I don't know anything
that's
about.
That's actually...
You don't remember the astronaut lady?
I don't think that's social media, though. That's just
That was...
She drove from, Texas to Florida.
In a
nonstop.
Diaper.
To kill somebody. And she had on the diaper.
Nonstop. Meaning she had on a diaper.
She didn't... Yeah, she kept
didn't
going.
Stop.
Didn't stop to use the bathroom. She just stopped to get gas.
Hence the non-stop.
She had to stop to get gas.
I said she just
stopped. Oh, okay. I was about to say.
She might have been in the Prius, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you can get
She might have just, plugged it in somewhere and kept it, and took a nap. I don't know. I do know that I feel like it's weird that a grown man would ask other grown people to wear diapers, though.
Yeah, I made the diaper thing up. I'm just be honest about that.
He's a Parliament fan.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to put the pee back in the funk.
The pee is funky enough.
Oh,
but I'm bummed. We'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waitresses. I feel like we can safely move on from that. I think that everyone is established as the Pied Piper.
Okay, but why is he back in? Isn't she legal? Okay, and
the
allegations?
Her parents introduced her to R. Kelly.
I heard this from the parents on the radio.
Oh, you talked to the parents.
Oh, shit.
No.
They
was talking to somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So from the horse's mouth.
Literally. According to them.
Is one of them a horse? Okay, I'm sorry.
According to them, the daughters, it was two of them, the daughters could sing, and they met somebody that knew R. Kelly, and when he found out they could sing, he was about it. And then one night in a Waffle House, it was a conversation of, who was the oldest. And when he established who the oldest was, they stopped talking to the youngest because she was only 14.
Good job, R. Kelly. Good job.
Oh, that's growth right there.
That's, I mean,
No, seriously.
That's growth.
That's growth.
We got to give credit where credit is due.
So why are we tripping?
Is that what happened?
Because,
wait, so he focuses on the 18-year-old, but now she's captive. Now she's in diapers.
She's not captive.
She's free to leave.
Whenever
she's free to leave.
She's, man, listen, man.
She's free to leave.
Currently, she is experiencing what life is. Okay?
Life is captivity?
You can work a 9-to-5 and you will captive to your 9-to-5-ness.
I mean, but you can always quit your job. You know what I'm saying?
She can quit the Kelly, you know, club.
But when she become Aaliyah, then it's all good, right?
Right.
No, it was never
when
good
she rocking
when
the boat.
When it was Aaliyah, though. You're like, right. Aaliyah I'm left him for Dame because she somebody figured it out.
I'm just playing Kelly's advocate.
Okay.
As Kelly attorney, how would you represent him from this point?
I wouldn't.
Hey.
Like, one, this is what he's doing right now is not criminal.
I mean, if they're of age, technically.
So there's nothing to represent. The parents just want their baby back, man.
Okay. I want my baby back. I want my baby back.
Who didn't see that coming? I saw that coming.
You saw that coming?
I saw it.
Cut the check, Chili's. We're not going to do that.
I feel like
you got the water of artesian nations.
It's backwards. Don't even say nothing about this water, man. All right. Man, if I can put this on the floor.
I've got water.
And then this guy dang trying to hide behind the orifice.
The Orpheus is there to hide the soda.
Yeah, but that is an off-brand soda. off-brand
in a mug.
Good.
I mean, they can give us money if they want to, but. Right. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah,
moving on.
Usher, a.k.a. Usher Raymond. Usher.
That's the homie, bro.
Yeah. A-Town.
A-Town.
By way of Nashville.
A-Town down.
Come on, man. Don't flex on Usher, man.
I'm saying.
Say something bad about Usher.
Say something. Go ahead.
Hell, Tom.
He gives women herpes.
Apparently.
Is that bad?
Say or, something else bad about Usher.
Yeah, he apparently likes the ladies.
And
so let's be clear. So this woman, do you want to research her name? I don't want to just refer to her as a woman. She is a woman.
Is that politically correct though?
To say woman?
Can we say woman?
She is a woman.
You can say woman, but you cannot say female.
She's not a female?
You can't say that, dude. That is fucking disrespectful.
Wait, that's not disrespectful. We got to come back to that.
Okay, we'll come back to that. You can't say that. Oh,
exactly.
You
why you can't say female?
That's what I was told. Saying female is disrespectful.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay, I got to come back.
I'm just saying, don't say it.
Usher was with a young lady.
I'm about to find out her name. I think it's...
Apparently, this young lady was 19 at the time. And according to her own statement, from her own mouth and her own words, she had some kind of sexual experience. She does not say that she has sex. She said they had some kind of sexual encounter, which I took to mean
sex.
DJ.
Dom, da, dom, dom, oh, yeah, dom.
DJ. Okay. Whoa. So whoa. I thought that she
hey, nigga can't be about how you say dom.
I didn't say dom. He
dom,
said dom.
Dom, dom.
I just put in the BJ.
Okay.
So I figured.
Not
you know,
sure what's happening here.
No, I'm just saying that once when you don't say we had sex and you say sexual encounter,
right?
I take that as a lady. I'm like, oh, she gave him. What did you refer to it as?
Dom da dom dom dom.
BJ. So whoa. I figured that. You know what I'm saying? I figured that's what happened. So she was 19 at the time. She said she got a call from he pulled her up on a stage at a concert. It was her birthday. He said afterwards, a security guard contacted her. Someone contacted her from a block number.
Her name is Quantasia Sharptone. Sharpton. Quantasia Sharpton.
Quantasia Sharpton.
Is that Al's niece?
Is she a part of the Sharpton?
I'm not gonna make reference to her and Al. Okay.
All right, we're back.
Close resemblance, though.
But she says all this to say that she just recently had a baby. She has not contracted, and I repeat, not contracted any disease from this gentleman. Right. However, she is suing him for
negligence.
Hold on,
you said she had Usher's baby?
She just had a baby.
Not Usher's.
No. Okay. She said this. She was 19 and different, apparently.
Hold on, how old is she now? When was this supposed to happen?
When she was 19,
we don't know how old she is.
How old is she now? Google.
What's her name?
Quantasia Sharp.
Damn, why she put herself out there? She ain't even getting shit.
Well, my whole thing is, do you get money for having unprotected sex with someone who you wanted to have unprotected sex with?
Hell no.
Okay.
I was, I would say no. She didn't get nothing, man.
She's standing next to a very popular attorney.
Who's making herself look like a fool.
A fool.
A donkey. The donkey of the day, goddamn, soon has to go to. If they don't do that shit, I'm never watching that shit again.
And she's apparently told TMZ that she was hard up for cash.
But this is not going to get you no bread. No. She's trying to do some clubs after this
shit. Because the whole point of
clubs
the settlement.
Where? For what?
She's trying to host some events and shit.
Are you going to watch her host an event?
The whole point.
I might see them titties in a tight little, fishnet.
Wow. As I was saying, the whole point of a settlement is usually to avoid publicity. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So once you go public, you need to have a case.
Okay.
Otherwise, nobody cares. She doesn't have a case.
She doesn't have a case. She didn't. Nothing happened to her.
Go away. No damages. You didn't even have to use no ointment. What's that stuff called? Valtrex. You don't even have a Valtrex prescription. That is required for a herpes lawsuit, as far as I'm concerned. It's a lifelong Valtrex subscription.
She also says that she goes by
prescription. You can subscribe too if they got that. I don't know. But I
got subscription.
I meant to say
to herpes ointment.
Quantasia also apparently goes by Angel. Because her name is ghetto and hard to pronounce.
She is not.
That's another ghetto name, though, now. Like
angel. An angel with no wings.
So, God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
So, speaking of no wings.
Bobby V, right? Yeah! Extra. Or extra wings. Or just a wing. Drumette.
Call that nigga an open leg.
That's a lot. I don't know.
Open
he
leg?
Wow.
Did
it
isn't. Wings, legs. Open leg? Man.
It just open made it more.
What? Okay.
Made
so,
it more weird?
Yeah.
Wait, so did they actually do something? Is my question.
You don't demand payment unless you have performed a service. You can't extort me for something you ain't even did.
What about a massage, though?
Huh?
You don't get your money up front?
I'm saying, but if you don't get your money up front, then you just don't get your money up front and you ain't did nothing.
Bobby V could have got a nice little full body massage.
They assuming that it's Bobby V. He got some money. He pulled up in this drop top Bentley that he left the keys to and his shoes, right?
Right.
Oh, he left the keys. And
that's what she said. You left your shoes and your keys, Bobby V.
Damn, you sound like her, dog.
Wow. Were you there?
Like exactly like her. Do it again, bro. Please, bro.
Please,
do that again, please.
I refuse to be exploited.
I think you did a great impression.
I am a black man.
That shit sounds. We gonna all right. So what we gonna do is gonna put it side by side.
Side by side, pause. Yeah. I will not be standing next
you
to
you. Shall
person.
Be side
your
by
voice.
Side
your
audio.
Voice.
This is getting uncomfortable, guys.
Your audio will be side by side next to.
No, I don't want my audio.
The Bobby V.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Nope. Extortion girl.
That's too close.
Guy.
It's too much.
We need something in between.
No. You're so now you want to be a part of it.
Nah, I want to be away from
so,
it.
So, wait, you weren't here. I'll ask you a question. There's something that was happening.
She's
prior
about to
to
make
you
really uncomfortable.
More
you,
than this?
Prior to you getting here, Remo, there was a question on the table, on the floor.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was. It was. You ready?
Twas.
If you met a young lady.
Right.
And she was pretty and dope and all these wonderful things that you enjoy.
Okay. And but you born took
her,
with a penis.
Wait, you took her out and kicked it with her and your peoples.
Right. And your peoples.
And then, you know, you've done some fooling around. You've established that all things are where they are supposed to be technically.
Born with a penis.
And then on one faithful evening, you all are having a conversation, you're progressing towards some things, and you are paused as your loved one.
Let's pause this whole conversation.
As your loved one explains that he was.
I don't look to me. I don't know how to refer.
You were been saying it this whole time was in fact
born with a penis.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What does one do? You like this person. You've shown her to other humans.
Has she been snipped or is she still hanging?
Whoa, hold on. I'm sorry. It's time for me and Remo to have a discussion. Because you needed a qualifier? You had to ask an additional question?
That's correct, but I'm trying to play the advocate of those.
We want the real answer here.
Oh, well,
we don't want the advocacy.
No, you've already messed. Y'all been like, you know, y'all made out a few times, so you realize you used your spidey sense to detect that there's nothing hanging.
It's post-op is what she's post-op. Saying. Post-op. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And then she come around and tell
and
me.
Right, but y'all getting ready before y'all
Y'all
have...
trying to put me in a little Duval situation. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, so.
That's how the conversation started.
You know, I ain't going to throw no bomb in no motherfucker, but it will be a hand that will be backwards coming forward very fastly.
It'll be intense anger at the least, man. I mean, what can you expect
but you in the like situation? Her.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Hold on, wait.
That was the whole point.
You got it fucked up.
You dated this person.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that you? How you like a person and you don't know they was born with a penis?
No. Hold on, stop.
But
stop,
once
stop.
You certain things
that's
that you find
saying.
Out about a person
changes everything.
Change.
So,
what if you was with a dude, right? You was talking to him, and I ain't even gonna say it was born with a vagina. I ain't even gonna go there. All
right.
But let's just say you was talking to him, you liked him, y'all was cool.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all been in a relationship for however long.
Boom.
And then he told you he.
What'd he say?
He was a pedophile. Ooh. He had molested kids, or he had a rape charge.
13.
This is the past. Like it was like it was 15 years ago.
He was like it was a mistake.
I was 20. She was 16. I didn't know. He tried to explain that shit away. Like that shit changes everything immediately, right? Some shit just changes everything off top.
Okay, being born
with a penis changes everything. Period. End of conversation. It changes everything.
So my question was, you can have feelings for this person, but the minute you find out she was born with a penis, that's a wrap.
Hatred.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about the most intense, heart-boiling hatred that you can imagine.
Like, I ain't been in church in a long time.
Immediately.
But that's a good time to give your life back to Christ. Because somewhere you have been sought after by the evil one.
Preach.
And he wants your soul.
This is not okay. This is not an okay thing that's happening out here in these streets. Okay?
I mean,
shine a light on it, Bobby V. Shit.
But see,
Bobby, the vehicle for change, Bobby V. Don't shy away from it, my dude. Hey, you get in front of this or behind it, I don't know. But you make the change, Bobby V.
The change starts with you.
You make that change.
So somebody said hashtag the baby picture movement.
Absolutely.
Man. But who just got random ass baby pictures?
Baby pictures random these days? Throwback Thursday?
Right.
How many Thursdays have there been since you started your Instagram account? If you didn't start your Instagram this week and one Thursday has passed, there should be a baby picture. That should be the rule.
There should be at least one baby picture in your IG that you can refer to.
Right. I should be able to go down 52 weeks ago.
I don't have any baby pictures on my IG because it's none of that's my personal space.
That's private
shit. But you have baby pictures.
I have baby pictures of my house. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
So moving on.
You're covered.
All right, thank you. Also, my parents can vouch for me. I mean, genius.
Hey, parents these days cannot be. You got parents giving their daughters to R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust your parents. What are you talking about?
When did you stop trusting your mom and daddy, though? Hey,
when they start giving their daughters to R. Kelly, who is a known baby fondler.
He's not a baby fondler. Baby. Come on.
Adolescent. I'm sorry.
Adolescent. Well, he is a peer. He has peed on the children.
Yeah, it's
drip, drip, drip.
Okay. Yeah, it's.
All right. So. Let's moving on to our last topic of conversation on this particular trending topic. Trending topics in general. Our last African American gentleman in the news trending this week. Lil Boosie.
My nigga. Hey, man, shout out to Lil Boosie. Hey, I wish my daddy loved me the way Lil Boosie is loving on his son, man. Listen, let me tell you something. This is a proud moment for all black men. Yes, it is. See, one thing about it is you don't want your kid to do anything outside the house before they do it inside the home, okay?
But you also don't put it on social media.
You goddamn right.
You put it really on social media though. You tell the world you got
no, yourself. No, no, no. Yo, Bootsy is a role model. You know what I'm saying?
Let's stop at what the fuck he just said. You want everything your kids do for the first time to be in the house? You telling me when you have kids, you want all your kids to lose their virginity in your home?
Okay, so
nigga, you are crazy.
I got my first little bit of head.
No fucking in my house.
I got my fur little head.
I don't want no fucking going on in my house.
I got my fur little head in my mama bed. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
With this girl, she don't know about this shit. She ain't never gonna see this shit.
Bruh. Are you being serious right now?
What's wrong with that, nigga?
Does Miss Remo know about this? My other homeboy
was using my room, and then I was just like, all right, I'm going to either go downstairs and risk my mama coming home early,
it's the same risk in her room, my nigga.
But I it felt is the a little exact bit more comfortable. Risk.
You are not that alert while being domed, sir.
I didn't know that. This was my first time. I was giggling the whole time.
Your focus is somewhere else. You was giggling all
time. I was laughing like a... I was like...
Was it funny? What?
It wasn't funny. It was just like, damn, she put her mouth on my... This is all right. Oh, shit.
Bruh.
I was like 16.
That was the first time you got... Okay.
Oh, shit. My bad. Maybe I started a little late.
No, I'm asking. Oh, no. Excuse me.
One time in band camp.
Whoa, whoa.
Face at.
I've heard stories that dudes got that, like, first and, like, started there. Is that not true?
What?
That's that, like, urban. Like, dudes be like, nah, I started there. Like, that's the first thing that ever happened to them sexually.
Hey, man, I'm not going into my sexual history on this
show. Hey, man, it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I lost my virginity at church. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. You can do some dumb shit.
From your mama's house to the church.
Now you done brought Jesus into it.
Jesus is always
there.
You
are a deviant, bro.
I'm not.
You on your way to Bobby V, bro. You are a couple steps away.
Excuse me, either Usher
or Bobby V. I'm going to let you choose your own path, brother.
I can't be R. Kelly?
Why do you?
I'm just saying. If there's three on the table.
Hey, bro.
Let's bring it
herpes
back.
Herpes forever. Bye, baby.
Lifelong friend.
Donkey Kong. Or goddamn.
Come on and ride that donkey.
Or R. Kelly. I mean, there's a cure for herpes, Kelly. Apparently.
I choose to be known as the man that pissed on a little girl.
But you come to my concert and
you choose to be the man with the most widely circulated child porn video in history. You choose to be
the widest.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Around early 2000s, but I'm pretty sure some other guys have beaten me out by now. Pause.
Pause.
I'm gonna reel us back in. Hold on, we'll stop.
The child porn conversation cannot happen.
That shit was making its way around college campuses. Okay? You would walk in.
So you had to be
at CAU. You would walk in at any given time when somebody was
walking. Was Bobby V watching it over and over?
Hey, man.
With Usher. Okay. So this is what caused the Boosie controversy. I can't even talk anymore. The controversy.
Right.
So the Instagram thing says Happy G Day at 2D Raw.
That's his son, by the way.
2D underscore Raw. Mm-hmm. Why that? Anyway, love you, son, with all my heart. Pops 100.
Yeah, please denote where all of the emojis are for the audience.
I shall see you tomorrow. 100 emoji. Got a bag, money bag emoji. 100. For you and a bad bitch to give you some head 100 emoji.
Hold on. Back up. We need to hit that one line.
One more time?
Yeah, because you kind of just glossed over it.
I did. I'm going to go back. All right, here we go. See you tomorrow, 100 emoji. Hey,
that's 400, by the way.
400.
Got a bag, money bag emoji. For you.
Here's the kicker, guys.
Are you ready? For you. And bad bitch to give you some dome.
Dome.
100 emoji. You all. BJ. Sad. You already know how I do it. 2D Raw, the mixtape dropping October 1st.
Oh, did he plug his son's mixtape after that?
Daddy of the year, nigga.
All of that and then a mixtape plug?
Is this real life? Daddy of the year, dog.
Daddy of the year.
Somebody called Defects.
Hey.
Nah, he's 14. It's cool.
Hey, Man.
Daddy of the year.
He's, I mean, his mixtape drops Listen, October 1st, in case you were confused.
We can't look up, I mean, we can still look up, I still look up to Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying? But, we got a new daddy to look up to now.
I mean, huh?
Lil Bootsy is not raising our young.
Is not here's my somebody, daddy.
He's not my father.
I will not accept that.
I do not accept that.
Boosie ain't your daddy.
Any you regard. Are not the father. Okay.
Boosie ain't your daddy.
Boosie is not my daddy.
No. Like, so here's some comments. So Lil Boosie is going to pay for a woman to sexually assault his child, but it's okay because we all know boys don't experience sexual assault.
That's kind of slick true, though. Like, I don't, I mean.
The fact that you would hire someone to have sex with your underage son.
Didn't it happen to Lil Wayne?
To orally.
Does it matter? It still ain't right.
Look at Lil Wayne.
What are we comparing people? That don't make. Look at Lil Wayne running. Ain't he constantly on something?
What are we talking about?
But
Lil
he's
Wayne
the
for?
Greatest rapper alive.
No.
He was sodomized by Baby. Not a baby.
Oh my God.
But Baby. Sodomized him and then stole all his money. That's a terrible father figure. And then made him call him daddy in between those two things.
That's double terrible.
Like,
bro.
Come on, man.
That's a triple terrible, right? Oh, why? Wait, how? What? My whole thing is this. Don't go on. Really does. In general, don't. But don't go on social media and say that you got a prostitute for your underage son.
Yeah,
for him to get some things that had to happen to him on his 14th birthday.
I mean, you know, it's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
sure.
What do you say? A bad bit?
Yep.
He
didn't say bit though, because I think that's spelled B-I-H.
Right.
No, he actually referred to her as a B-I, I believe B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, he went all
so
out.
So it
he
was.
Went full bit.
So
he just getting a little peppy.
He went full
from Big Boy.
Whoa.
He getting him a little bit.
Give his son.
Head?
He didn't say head.
He did.
May I? I would like to come back.
He said he gonna pick it up by the dome.
Clerk's gonna read.
He said he gonna pick up that bad bitch by the dome.
I'm gonna reread the transcript,
man,
sir.
Read the transcript.
See you tomorrow. 100 emoji. Got a bag money emoji.
Money
for you and a bad bitch. To give you some head, 100 emoji, you already know how I do it. Tootie okay. Raw, the mixtape dropping October 1st.
Okay.
You can't say that without doing a plug.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, he plugged his mixtape.
Yo, his mixtape better be fire, though. This nigga shit better be lit. I need this nigga shit on my Spotify weekly update. Yeah. Like, this nigga need to be in rotation
that
somewhere.
That mixtape is going to be terrible. You heard it here first.
Hey, what's the first single going to be?
Single is going to be...
I net it.
I'm not going.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I net it. We're back.
Yo!
Our soundtracker tonight, Tone Stiff. We need something to break this up.
Hey, the daddy of the year, little boost, man.
Tone Stiff 21-22, not to be confused with either one of those savages.
Boom.
I like it. What are your thoughts?
On the song, sorry.
I don't know.
I mean, that's some good, like, black movie music, you know what I'm saying? When they, like, cuddling and shit, watching a little Netflix, and it's a love montage.
Is there a movie happening in your head?
Yeah, it's like on some, you know, being with Mrs. James, with Mary Jane. This right here is a Lorenz Tate and Nia Long.
Oh, this is Love Jones too.
This is Love Jones too.
I can dig it.
They need to bring shit like that back, man. They bringing all these old white movies back, man. They need to bring some old classics. Menace to Society again.
The second Menace.
Menace Faux Society. Mo Menace. Menace Faux Society.
Menace the Trump years. What is happening?
The Trump years. Oh my God.
That guy. I don't know what to say about that guy.
This guy.
Man,
here.
Fuck that shit. Oh.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Fuck that guy.
Man, fuck that dude.
Why we got so much hate for him though?
For Trump? I mean, he's pretty hateable.
He's pretty hateable.
I would say so. Has he given anybody a reason to not hate him?
He's very successful.
Yeah, okay. That's what happened.
Name of success?
He started from the bottom.
Now he's here.
Now he's here. Uh-huh.
I don't know. Now, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't the one.
Hold on. That was all authentic. That was no auto-tune, first off.
No, I mean, I don't think
you could use the auto-tune, though. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Auto-tune yourself.
Oh, all right. Oh. Wow.
Boom. With the R.
Mm. Boom. All right. Well, what is happening right now? What are you doing? Come closer. I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean, just do it.
Hey.
Josh over here trying to sneak in some newness. Oh, we have an exclusive.
Exclusive.
Sandra Rose.
What's up?
SR exclusive.
What happened?
Usher does not have herpes.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it. Hey, man.
Motherfucker.
Does he have an album coming out? What's going
on? Yeah.
He got an album coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he got an album coming out. I'm just happy for the guy, man. You ain't happy that Usher don't got herpes?
I'm kind of sad.
You want Usher to have herpes? He can't dance that good with herpes, though. That shit itch.
That's why he dances so well.
That interrupts your flow.
I feel like you're trying to move around.
Come on. Then all we got is Chris Brown. He's going to be the only dancing nigga, man. We got to have Usher as the OG to the dancing R&B guys.
Mike is gone.
Who else we got?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly don't dance. Neo dance.
Neo dances.
If Neo keep that hat on while he dances, he's amazing.
Nah, but as soon as that hat comes off, all you see is dome da dome dome.
Pause.
Man, that dude's head is shaped like nothing on earth.
While y'all playing and y'all don't notice, little Scrappy can goddamn dance his ass off.
I wouldn't know. No, we talking about R&B, dude. Look, can he sing? He did dye his hair blonde at one time.
Oh, God. But why did Bobby try to bring Scrap in there?
I don't think Bobby did that. The internet, Black Twitter did that. Speaking of which.
So,
how and what is Black Twitter? Because I don't know. I don't know what
Black Twitter is.
Just because I'm black don't mean that I'm supposed to know what Black Twitter is.
First of all. For those who don't know,
what is Black Twitter?
Hold on, Remo. Let me just kind of explain to the people about who you are.
Man, okay? Fuck me. Who's Black Twitter?
Pause. We're gonna pause.
That. Oh my God.
Okay.
Get your mind off the gay train, okay, guys.
Well, pause that too. But anyway, Remo is kind of a guy that kind of keeps his head buried in the sand. Real creative. But it's not really connected.
The look he's throwing you, though.
To what's going on in the real world. Sometimes he misses.
I knew it was going to rain today.
You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't know what Black Twitter is. Mm-hmm. Like, he genuinely has no idea. So I want you to just briefly explain, like, Black what Twitter? You think it is.
Black Twitter is a space full of black people that are overly analyzing certain situations to maybe target those who aren't.
Why did you point to your penis when you said target? What are you doing?
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, I'm just pointing down to what God has risen.
Pause. I would like to apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so sorry on behalf of everyone at this table.
It was out of you, bro. I had to dunk the motherfucker.
You didn't dunk it.
No, you didn't. You didn't really even have to point at it.
Turnover.
It was good.
Ball went out of bounds.
Wow.
Going the other way.
Why are we talking about my balls?
We're not. We weren't.
I'm not.
At all.
I wonder why you, when you said certain things, you were doing that.
I was just pointing. You know, I talked with my hands.
So Black Twitter.
Yeah, so I don't.
So you think Black Twitter is a space where people go in to overly analyze, black people go in to overly analyze situations.
The world.
Everything
is like, ah.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, you're not wrong. I mean.
Did you see that?
I think Black Twitter.
Injustice about Negroes and black people? Like, good God.
You're damn right. Black Twitter is responsible for justice. Now, the police ain't going to do it.
Who do you call when you at Taco Bell
and the cashier call you a nigga?
Who do you call?
On camera.
Jesus. Huh? Who do you call? First of all, you record it. That's correct.
You gotta record the shit.
Receipts. But if you miss it though, like
you make him call you a nigga again.
What?
You pull out, your camera and you say,
"You stupid bitch."
What you just call me? And you make him say, "I didn't call you nothing."
And then what? Throw like an empanada at him? What the fuck? What are you doing?
They don't sell empanadas. That is not the kind of Mexican place to get empanadas. Have you been to Taco Bell?
I don't really frequent Taco Bell.
But that Mexican pizza ain't shit. But
you don't get empanadas. You don't get empanadas at Taco Bell.
Oh, so I don't eat a lot of Taco Bell.
You get completely made up things like a gordita crunch.
The gordita
crunch.
What's racist? The gordita crunch. I mean, I went to some. Well, if it's a Mexican restaurant,
it's lightly Mexican.
It's more.
It's American. They have a Chihuahua.
It's an American Mexican.
They have a Chihuahua.
Or Latinx.
I'm not sure how Mexican it is.
Okay.
Nah, I heard the Chihuahua died. Didn't he?
Did he?
He died.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Chihuahua.
R.I.P.
Chi Chi.
I pour out. I'm gonna pour out some for you, homie.
I'm not. Fuck that dog.
Black Twitter is a space where, as he said, if you are assaulted or something happens and you need an uproar to occur, you can reach out to Black Twitter.
If you just want to get a white person fired from their job because they treated you wrong.
For instance, the lady who got on the plane turned off her phone, and little did she know when she when she came back online, she no longer had a job.
What'd she do?
She tweeted something about going to Africa. She was on her way to Africa.
I remember her.
What'd she say?
She tweeted something about being. She was on her way to Africa. She sent some kind of tweet about being on her way to Africa. Some kind of tweet that I don't think intentionally she was trying to be disrespectful
doesn't
to anyone.
Doesn't matter.
But it came
intent,
out.
See that what I'm saying?
Intent so don't matter in 2017.
Well, she got on. Like a 12-hour flight or something? So she got on some kind of. Yeah, she got on this flight. By the time she turned
time
her phone off, when
she
woke up,
she had
unemployed. No job. Viral. I gotta look at it. She had gone viral. She didn't have no job no more. And
that's horrible.
Yeah.
That is horrible. Just because she probably said, like, I can't wait to see
how
black people, where they came from.
Nah.
Now, that's kind of wrong to say.
That's not
she
what
she said.
She said
something like, I'm going to Africa. I wish I could take all the niggas with me.
Yo,
whoa.
Now send them hashtag back to Africa.
If she said that.
Hashtag Congo line.
Congo line.
You can't make this stuff up.
That's horrible.
She said.
Oh, her tweet was going to Africa. I hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding.
Come
I'm
on.
White.
Same thing I said. Same exact thing I said, word for word.
Verbatim.
Right.
Verbatim.
You but think she deserves to work? No.
Garnered,
that's
not
very.
Not in the job she currently has. But she's white. She'll get another job. That's the
I'm
thing.
I'm sure she's already gotten another
that's
job.
That's the thing. They're white. They're easily employed. So it's just like a temporary inconvenience.
That's a very good thing to say, though. I mean, not good thing to say. That's
what?
A very good point she was making.
What is
I'm
her point?
I'm going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS.
Just kidding.
Ha ha.
What's
bitch.
Funny? What was funny? what's funny about that?
Because, like, the stigma of
AIDS.
Right.
The AIDS epidemic in Africa is a real thing that people are dealing with.
I think this was
that. In her mind,
this was
everybody
satire.
In Africa doesn't have AIDS.
That, too.
So it's a double-edged sword.
We don't know where she
white
was going.
White lady.
It doesn't
she
matter.
Was going to Africa and she was making AIDS jokes. It's all bad.
It doesn't matter.
No job.
We Are the World was created because of AIDS. So there's some good things that have came.
We are the ones that make AIDS. A better place. We aren't the ones that make AIDS jokes. For you and me, all right?
I mean, apparently she has found a new job, though.
Of course. She's a white woman. She's a white woman.
That's horrible,
white women
man.
Do not have... They get 70 cents on the dollar, but they don't have, they're going to find that 70 cents, though. They ain't going to find they ain't have trouble getting that. The black woman ain't going to... She has a much tougher time than the white woman. I'm a feminist, by the way. Power to the woman.
Power
is that
to the
woman.
Is that what you're supposed to say? What's like the feminist like?
She's
chant,
now
like
she's
power.
Now the marketing and promotions director at Hot or Not.
Is that a Hot or Not?
Hot or
that?
Not?
I think it's like a TV show or something like that.
And she's the what?
And she's
for
this?
She is the marketing and promotion director at Hot or Not.
Yo, Black Twitter,
yeah,
get
her,
on her.
Get her, Black
get
Twitter.
Her.
She's re-employed.
If this shit's real,
she's in marketing.
We
get
can
her.
Change
who we need to talk to? DeSeuss?
DeSeuss? Officially, no
disrespect, Jesus. I don't want you to sick your black Twitter goons on me.
Jesus.
I did not mean to mispronounce your name. And officially, we've been told by our black Twitter correspondent who is in the studio. He's requested to remain off camera for anonymity purposes.
That's fine.
But he has told us that the leaders.
I didn't say leaders either.
He did say gateway. He said gateway.
He said
the gatekeepers.
The
gatekeepers of black Twitter.
I did not say gatekeepers.
Are Jesus.
He said gatekeepers.
Are Jesus. And officially ICE.
Jesus and officially ICE.
So we like to officially shout out Jesus and officially ICE.
You can just call him ICE. His name is ICE. Just say ICE.
Yes, and that's well.
I thought you were supposed to refer to people by their Twitter name.
Yeah, officially ICE. I didn't know.
I'm calling him officially ICE. There might be an unofficial ICE out there to think I'm shouting him out.
It might be unofficial.
I don't want no unofficial out ICEs. No.
Yo, first off, if you got an underscore on your name,
underscore officially.
I don't want no unofficial ICE out here. Thinking East. ISIS. I'm not going ISIS. That's weird.
I'm just saying.
I'm
no.
going East.
Right.
To think I'm shouting them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. But I mean, it could be all kinds of variations of that name. It could be ampersand officially ICE.
You can't use ampersand in a Twitter name. They'll just FYI.
Really?
Only hash, only underscores. Can't even use a period. I learned that last week.
You can't learn. You can't use period anymore.
Nope, no dots. Only underscores.
Yo, I hate the underscore.
It's a.
Why do you feel like it underscores a black man?
You gotta say it. You gotta say underscore.
I am underscore.
It makes everything you say so long. Even if your handle is X.
I'm happy.
I'm happy underscore X. Like, come on, man.
Yo,
like,
I'm underscore X. No, underscore.
X underscore underscore.
Like the line,
underscore.
Don't actually spell out underscore.
Somebody
right. underscore.
Somebody had the one underscore and the two underscores, so I had to have three.
You couldn't just be X?
Nah, somebody had X too. So I'm X three underscores.
E-X?
And you got to spell out
X.
The three.
Why do you sound X like DMX three. When you say it?
Because that's who I am. Oh,
okay, all right.
And you sound like Bobby V's friend.
Right. Pause.
You're
pretty familiar
what?
With Bobby V's
Why
friends.
Do
no, you just sound
that back,
extremely
you...
close to his friend.
Bro, you look extremely close to his friend.
Oh, got it.
I'm sexy, bitch.
Whoa, what's that's your tagline right there?
Yeah, that might be kind of cool.
That's it. You just gonna yell that out in the streets?
Whatever. Hey, bro,
don't yell that out when I'm around.
I'm sexy, bitch.
I'm sexy, bitch.
Just like that. Is why with the what are you doing?
It's a nervous twitch. I was molested as a kid.
Come on, man.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Come on, man.
For those who are sorry.
You know, just,
okay.
You know, members of New Birth
I know.
Oh, cannot
God.
Play like that.
Why would you bring him where I was raised by the wars?
Oh, wow. That New Birth members
Jeez.
Cannot play.
He gonna say it
mistakes.
Twice.
Hey, I just want to make sure the people heard me. It was a good joke, but it's serious.
Bro, with this music
We're
on
back
afterwards.
To Tone Stiff. This is Can We Talk, but not about New Birth.
Bruh, y'all hell for that shit. I love all my New Birth ends.
Shout out to the East Side.
Always.
East Atlanta for those not here.
Hello, hello. Yeah.
It's happening. He's leaving like someone like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. So this brings us to our last segment of the night, though, as we're starting to wrap it up here. As we're starting to move on.
Phones
starting
people.
To ring. What?
Who phone that is?
Who phone? Why? What?
I think that might actually be our engineer's phone.
It's not.
You're not the engineer.
Yes!
I'm just fucking with
you.
I'm sorry.
You're not the engineer. This nigga here, bro.
So, all right. So we're going to end the night. We're going to wrap it up. You're listening to More Than Culture, episode one. It's our 10-year anniversary.
Thank you for these 10 years.
We do. We appreciate it. These last 10 years have been amazing. You don't know it yet, but they've been superb.
Look for another 10.
The anniversary gifts that you sent us have been
amazeballs.
Yeah.
Bonus.
We had them displayed, but somebody took
it. Well, this
away.
Is one of them right here. So yes. I don't know if you can see it, but I'll describe it to the people.
It's a pimp cup.
It's an African pimp cup. Please describe it correctly.
It's made of wood.
And I don't mean to generalize, but I don't know what specific country in
Cameroon
is from.
Cameroon.
I don't want people to think I'm ignorant. Oh, it's a Cameroonian.
Pimp cup. It's made out of one piece of wood.
Check for it on our Instagram.
Crafted by a child soldier, I believe. He's freed. He's no.
I can't even do this anymore. What are you saying right now?
Oh my God.
Did you say a child soldier?
He's no longer
he's
soldier.
He's not in the bush anymore. It's okay.
He's escaped. He's making cups now. He's good.
He has running water by now.
But
look at these
that's
cups.
His story. What you want me to lie on the boy?
That is
shit. I'm telling this man's story.
Wow.
He freed himself so that he can make cups for rappers.
If anyone is listening in Africa, I apologize. I'm sorry.
You just, Cameroon. Let's be specific.
Shout out to Cameroon, man. Shout out to
love y'all,
China.
Man. It's all.
You know what I'm saying? It's a
how we gonna
store.
Make it to 11 if y'all be insulting people? I don't understand.
We're not. What did I say that was an insult? All
right.
That was love, man. I appreciate that cup. Y'all bugging, man. That's a good cup
there. That's a good communion cup, too. You get some wine in there, just pass that around. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody blessed.
And then y'all just going to go ahead and throw Christians
tray.
Into it, too, right?
It could be a tray.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's multi-purpose.
You're going to put a tea light in that motherfucking set. Some vibes.
Right. Good vibes.
Right.
Again, I'm really sorry. I just want to move on. Because this conversation is making me uncomfortable.
About cups?
Right, nobody
brought two girls
and
into
it. I knew it was coming.
Nothing
damn
about
it.
What we were talking about should make you uncomfortable. We're
so
just talking about the African.
Are you more cups?
Now this is making me uncomfortable.
Or mugs?
I'm neither.
You don't drink out of a cup or a mug?
I like a cup. I like a big cup.
So you'll drink your coffee out of a cup?
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Or your tea?
I'm not a tea drinker either.
You don't drink any hot beverages?
I primarily drink water.
Warm water?
I like cold water. I like ice water.
Like ice? You know what? That's not good for you.
That's what people say. It tastes delicious. And I very rarely.
It apparently
sick.
Revs up your system though. Doesn't it help you like burn calories or something?
Let me tell you this, okay? Trade secret.
Oh God.
You need to take a shit in the morning.
Oh God!
Let the first thing that passes your gullet be some cold water that activates that system right
immediately.
Up. Get you going.
That's how it.
It's good to find out before you old and can't shit. You know what I'm saying? It's good to know when you're young that's
you
what that works.
You should always be able to use the bathroom.
When you get old, it gets more difficult. From what
you
I hear,
you got fiber high, man.
You got Metamucil, fiber. And you know what I'm saying. You got to take supplements and shit once you get a certain.
I was a stopped up motherfucker for a minute, man, but then I went, you know, vegetarian and.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Things are moving for you?
Things are moving great.
Moving nice, fast.
Well-oiled machine.
Whoa.
Wow.
I hope it's no.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
I don't want to know where the oil goes. That's
no,
all I'm
oh, no. Come on, guys.
You said it. All right.
All right.
So we're
you went to school with Bobby V anyway.
Wow. Wrapping it up. Bringing it home.
Bring it on home, Allie.
So who's that? Who we have to talk about this. I'm gonna let y'all say it. I don't say the N-word. They say the N-word.
Yeah,
I don't say
Allie
the N-word.
Doesn't say
why?
Nigga.
I don't.
She doesn't. That's cool.
It's okay.
Thank you.
We're gonna
but do you do know though when you say the N-word, everybody else
knows you're saying it.
Like when you say the N-word in my brain, I hear nigga. So you might as well say nigga.
But see when you say the N-word, to me that's the it's, bad nigger. It's like the ER though. It's not the A.
And then also, you know, this is kind of. Yeah. Just shout out to Louis C.K. because this is I kind of took this from him.
Okay.
But you're putting it on the listener. Right. you're not gonna say it, but I'm gonna hear it.
Right.
So that's you know what I'm saying. That's
might as well say
that's
it.
Not fair.
I mean,
it
I
should be
like...
a it should be a sender receiver thing. It's like you send the message. I received the message, but you don't even have to really send it. And that's not fair.
I think I'm good. I think, like, I feel like, you know, my people get enough
let
hell
my people
and shit.
Go.
We've overcome.
But, I mean, I feel, I don't think we have. We? Or we have have we completely overcome? I have questions about our overcoming.
Yeah. What have we overcame?
That's what she said. I want to know.
She didn't say that.
She knows when she comes.
All right, we're back. You say it, Rainbow.
What are we saying?
I mean, you know, we got this segment called, and I mean, it's straight up. We gonna say a few, what's that nigga who was, and you gonna name the person who we talking about. Right. So, you know, I'm gonna start with, what's that nigga who, talks in riddles a lot, was Martin Luther King's friend and ran for president in the early 90s.
You talking about Jesse Rem, Jackson? The good Rem.
Good Rem.
Jesse Jackson?
Good yeah, Rem. That's what Rainbow about. Coalition.
What about it? Wait.
That's the nigga.
What's that nigga who
this who, is the civil rights leader you call? Okay.
Who raped the white girl in the booty and then told the police that his teammate do it all the time? What's that nigga name?
What? Y'all this know is your name? Own personal story.
Y'all ain't heard. It happened in Denver, Colorado.
Of course it did. Where else would it? What are you talking about?
I thought you was talking about Kobe at first.
That is. It's that's Kobe. That nigga.
Oh, that's that nigga.
Man, that nigga crazy.
You ain't hear about that?
You remember that?
Yeah. Where were you at? What you been doing?
You didn't hear about Kobe called it a rape charge?
Sodomizing?
You don't remember we had to buy his wife the ring of life?
Right, the ring of life.
And then he said, when he was getting interrogated by the police, he said, I should have just did what Shaq do and pay the girl.
Oh, he did not snitch. That's why Shaq don't fuck with him.
No, I remember that. But
that's why he said, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes, which is a whole other subject.
Oh, that was in the rap.
In a freestyle, which means he was really thinking about it.
Right.
That means that was off the top that of the That was off the dome. Dome.
BJ.
I'm sorry, guys. I just want to be the one to say I'm sorry.
It's fine. What is that? Aha! What's that dude? Hey, he said... Hey, when he was coming out of court.
Oh, you talking about that nigga that be putting pills in the teeth?
The pudding pop pastor.
Huh? The pudding pop, I ain't gonna call him no pastor.
He's
a good doctor.
He's a good doctor.
There is a video of Bill Cosby. I thought they were kidding. There's a video of Bill Cosby walking out of court.
This wasn't even after that. This was during
the trial.
This was not on the last day.
This had to be a good day. It had to be a good day.
Was it a good day?
For him to say that, he had to be a good day.
Nah, see, y'all are assuming that Bill Cosby knows what the fuck is going on.
You don't think this man...
Have you seen his eyes? Look into the eyes of this man. That's how you find out who people are. You got to look in their eyes.
To the windows of the soul.
Look into Bill Cosby's eyes, and you tell me if you think that man has any idea what the fuck is going on in 2017. Now,
he knew what was happening in 1977.
Right, he absolutely
did. He doing the same thing. Listen, Suge Knight doing.
I'm not taking up for Bill Cosby.
Suge Knight can't see. He's feeling like all sick, and I'm, you know.
Suge Knight has to do life, ain't he?
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's acting that way.
How did we get to talking about Suge Knight? Didn't he kill Tupac? Oh, no.
Damn.
We're not doing that?
Damn.
Are we not doing that?
Damn.
I don't know who killed Pac. Damn. Or if Pac is actually dead.
We ain't got to even.
I'm sorry.
We digress.
I feel like I'm going to be apologizing a lot.
I think that you
so
are.
So can we do a Ruben Studdard?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask.
I mean, you can at any given
moment. I just wanted to apologize for 2017, like the whole year, like he did.
In advance?
Yeah, he did This Is My Story for 2004.
The dude 218.
Nah, cause that's next year. I'm trying to get there.
You
I'm
had
a black
a whole
man.
Other set of shit. For
shit,
next
I might be. I ain't gonna say that.
Don't say that, bro.
I got children.
No. Amen.
You have
I'm not
children.
Gonna put that on myself.
Ooh.
But it's dangerous out here in these streets for a Negro like me. I got long dreadlocks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the reason why we got to find you a white friend, man. It's really imperative
that
we find you a white friend.
I grew up in Atlanta.
But you don't have no.
But did you grow up with white people?
I did. I grew. I went to primarily. Well, no. See, here's okay. Let's get into my experience.
Let's talk about it.
Just so you know, Kamal does not have any white friends.
I don't have
not
let's,
one.
Let's hold on.
Not a single.
I don't want people to think I'm some type of
white friend.
Racist, if you know.
All right, why are you using air quotes?
Because
right.
It's, listen, because
isn't that like the signal
can,
of a racist when they be like,
that's
no.
Just like you saying the N word. So don't try to.
Well, let's hold on. Let me drop a jewel on you guys. Okay.
Oh, diamond.
Can black people be racist?
Oh, hell.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll stop there. We don't have to get into that because I feel away about that.
feel away about that.
That's why I air quoted.
Feel away.
So, but no, I don't have any white people or friends that I communicate with regularly.
Do you know any white people?
I went to high school.
No, I mean
with
like now, right now.
Outside of Facebook?
Damn.
I'm saying,
in your phone.
In my phone. Okay.
Right now, get your phone.
I'm going to pull out my
phone.
I'm going to go through my phone.
Can you find a white person in 5 seconds?
In 5 seconds? What if they're
1,000.
I got a lot of
two 1,000.
I haven't even
3 1,000.
Wait, I was going to give you 10.
You ain't
seconds.
On a fingerprint?
But I have to get to the contacts part.
All right, hold on, wait. All right,
over here playing games.
I was
going
to count 10 seconds.
10 seconds to find a white person?
All right, 3, 2, 1.
10.
Found one.
Nine.
Boom! Arthur York.
Oh.
Paideia High School, class of 1999.
Your Facebook. This is your contact list.
I don't know if his number's still the same, but at some point I had his number.
Can we call Arthur?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why are you not going to call him?
I don't want. It's late. He's
Kamal,
got,
who?
He's got a wife and kids. I don't want to.
I know one thing. You better get off my damn phone.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
Where does Arthur live? Here?
Yeah, Arthur's.
Is he from
he's
here?
A lawyer now.
Oh, he's from here.
So he should be a good white friend of yours.
Huh? I mean, I don't know if he's awake.
You should know Arthur's number by heart. It's 10:18
p.m. You know, back in my day, you didn't call people after 10 o'clock.
No, I understand. So I
but we still need to find you a current person.
But
that
I mean,
you
like someone that you hang out with on a regular basis.
But the pun is,
I don't really
this white person can't have any black friends either.
That's going to be hard, man. This is Atlanta, we are in search
to find Kamal a white friend.
70% plus.
Without a black friend.
Black here. So y'all want me to be friends with a redneck? That's
hey,
not going to work out too well for
you
me.
You don't know.
You
don't know.
Why can't they just be?
Who doesn't have a black friend in 2017?
I mean,
who doesn't
I live,
have
a white friend.
I live in Atlanta, though. Like, it's 70%.
So you should. So you should.
If somebody lives in a place that's 70, like, I bet you there's plenty of people in
Atlanta's not 70.
Phoenix, black. Arizona, that's like 90% white. That they don't. That plenty of people, and the other 10% Latino. You don't believe me? You don't believe those numbers?
I think they're fudged.
I'm skeptical on those numbers.
It's pretty high.
You're fudging the numbers.
I don't think it's Phoenix. What's the main suburb right outside of Phoenix?
Santa Fe.
Santa
Fe.
No.
Portland.
No. Phoenix, Arizona.
Boston.
You're on a completely different coast. What are you talking
Charlotte.
About?
Because I did a research project on the U.S. Census when I was in college.
Orlando.
And there's a city in
Maine.
There's a city in Phoenix. I mean, a city in Arizona is right outside of Phoenix. It's like 93% white.
Is 93%
white.
And you did a whole study and you don't remember.
I don't remember the name of it. I said I was in college. I'm now not in college, but that was some time ago.
Now not in college. There's a place
was
called Avondale. Is that it?
No.
Was this before or after the R. Kelly tape?
This
Glendale?
Was post R. That is it.
Glendale. That Glendale is all 93%.
It's still 93%.
Is this? I don't know. Man.
When was this done, man?
This was the census, I believe, was the 2000 census was the
year.
The year I was using.
Hmm.
The year you were using? Is that what you said?
The year of the census. The year the census.
But
was
you know what's weirder than?
I thought you said the year you were using, and I was gonna say that would explain a lot, but I didn't know.
You know what's weirder than you not having any white friends?
What's that?
Allie has never met a Jamal.
No, I haven't.
And she.
I met a Kamal.
Yeah, a lot of people call me Jamal by accident, but I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I never met a Jamal. I'm from Ohio. I don't know.
How you don't know a Jamal, Allie?
It's possible.
What's the
is that possible?
Clearly, I am living proof. I am living proof that it's possible that
did
you cannot know a Jamal.
You said you're from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Are you from?
Wow.
Nat Town? What y'all call it? Natty? What y'all call it? Natty? The Nasty Natty?
Oh, my. No, that's what other people call it. I don't call it.
The Nasty Natty.
No, stop saying those words. Those are horrible words.
Oh, did God. You, I mean, you grew up around black people, right?
Yes, and white people.
Like, what's the blackest name that you grew up around that you remember?
What?
The blackest name I remember? I like this person. She was very nice. I liked her. Her name was Kenesha.
What about dudes, though?
Dudes? I don't really know a lot of dudes that...
There were no black dudes? They was just
They was black, like, Naeem was the, like...
Yeah, that's a...
Naeem, but not Jamal. I went to school with a Naeem.
Naeem was Muslim.
I don't know how he got that name. I know I liked it. He was my homie. Like, that was my homeboy.
Was he
like,
Muslim?
Nah.
Yo, shout out to Naeem.
Naeem.
I knew a couple Naeems, yeah. But I'm Muslim. I grew up around black people with all everybody's names. Arabic,
no, so. I just know Naeem. I knew Naeem and Kenesha was like
Naeem Adeen. Naeem Adeen Hassan.
No. I'm not going to say his last name.
That's one of the Naeems.
Yeah. You knew a who?
Kenesha.
Kenesha.
Yeah, she was
well, how
cool.
She spell it? With a K?
With a K. Yeah, well, how are you supposed to spell it?
You spell it with a C.
Or a Q.
Or a Q.
You can spell Kenesha with a Q?
What? With Kenesha. What you can spell Kenesha however the fuck you want to because it's a
name. I know a Quintress.
A who?
A Quintress.
What is it? A Quintress?
Yes.
Quintress?
Quintress.
I would have went Quintress if I was his parent. I always thought that, like, name counselor should be a job in the hospital.
I feel like it's
to help people with spellings mainly. You shouldn't tell people how to, what the name
is. I feel like you should be name interveners.
But
though.
You should help them spell it so that people can say it right.
I think that, okay, so my cousin, I win. I'm going to tell you why I win. My cousin used to
win. You win?
Wait, I'm going to tell you why I win. Listen. Yeah, my cousin.
Like, I'm not just gonna say you win. I'm
very
competitive.
I'm gonna tell you how I win. I'm gonna tell you how I win, though.
Fuck
I'm gonna tell you
that.
How I win. I know. Wait. I'm gonna tell you how I win.
We about to
game on. Game on.
No, we can get into it. I'm gonna tell you how I win. I win because my cousin used to work for a agency that provided like heat and air and stuff like that to the people, right? Okay. So they would come. You had to bring in bills and all that stuff like that, and you have to count for everybody in your household, right? Mm-hmm. So the lady had twins. And she was like,
Pete and repeat.
She was like, I can't. No, my cousin says, I don't. She said, I can't read the names of your children. I don't, you know, I don't understand what these say. And the lady said, the coldest and the cutest.
What?
The coldest
and the cutest.
And the cutest. How, do we have a spelling on this?
D-A.
D-A. D-A. C-U-T. I think it was C-U-T-E-I-S. The cutest.
The cutest.
And the coldest, D-A.
Were these
C-O-L-D.
Were these man-childs?
These were men-children.
These were boys? Boy-babies?
These were boy-babies.
Boy-babies! Y'all boys.
Who I presume at this point in life go by their middle name, because this was years ago.
Why would you assume that?
Would you walk up to a woman?
Say the names again?
Would you walk up to a woman? Hey, baby, how you doing? My name is Dakotas.
I wouldn't do it.
Hell yeah. Well, that's the coldest. That's
the
coolest.
And the cutest?
Huh?
Nah, that one is kind of like yours.
I'm sorry.
Dakotas?
It's kind of.
The cutest?
Dakotas is harder than the cutest.
Yeah, my name is Dakotas.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cold. Like, yeah, I'm cold out here in these streets.
Right,
I'm the coldest motherfucker around.
I'm the coldest out here, cuz.
I'm cute.
I'm the cutest.
He's the cutest.
Damn, you got
to
be.
I mean, after you're not a baby,
then
though.
Then I feel like I won, though. Jesus. Do I win?
I'm not sure what the game was.
I just
feel
like the game wasn't that we were talking about ghetto names. Somehow we shifted over to that section, and I just feel like, you know.
You feel. For the ghettoest name, most
the win,
ghetto name.
For the win,
name.
I felt like the coldest and the cutest.
I mean, that's some ghetto-ass names.
No, there's a meme on the internet about this girl named Ladashia. You guys seen that?
What?
Like, but it's spelled La.
Mm-hmm.
L-A.
Dash, like a hyphen.
The symbol of a dash.
And the mother explained it by saying the dash isn't silent. Someone asked how do you say her name?
Girl, I almost called you something wrong.
And she said it's Ladashia. The dash isn't silent. You say the dash.
Ladashia. But what if I don't? I'm waiting for the rest of her.
La. Ia.
No, yeah. The dash
Ia.
Is it?
No, it's La. You spell it La
dash
Ia.
Oh, La
dash
I. Oh, and the dash is not silent.
The dash is not silent. You say the dash.
Ladashia.
Ladash.
Wow.
Yeah, Ladashia.
I met a Rarinda.
Rarinda?
R-R.
That's just too much to say.
E-N-D-A. Rarinda. She works at Waffle House. Shout out to Waffle House.
Yeah. Shout out to the house.
Like 5 years ago, her name was, and I'm not playing, La
You met somebody named Lakwa Keisha. Yeah, like, was she a monster in the swamp?
Lakwa?
Lakwa Keisha.
Check it. She spelled it, but her mom, they all spelled it L-A apostrophe.
L-A apostrophe.
Quack like a duck.
Quack.
You should never have to say that when you're telling someone how to spell your name.
Then, like, between, like, there was another apostrophe between the C and the K, and then Keisha.
Why are there so many apostrophes?
What? Just have to spell it again?
I'm not going.
Yo, that's, black people have some very authentic
I'm not going
things about themselves. And I love it.
I don't really know what to say to that. I feel like you won, actually. You won. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if she's winning. I just, wow, that's a lot.
I'm not going.
This has been episode one of More Than Culture. 10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary, man. Appreciate all the support, all the love.
This is our sorry for 2004. Thank you. This is Tone Stith closing out. We're running out.
What's your name again?
I am Kamal, the Secret Genius. Follow me on IG at the Secret Genius, on Twitter at one, the digit one, Secret Genius.
What's your name?
My name is Remo Rod. Follow me everywhere at Remo Rod, R2E's MOROD, and I'll be there waiting for friends.
Because he's the only child.
I'm the only child, like a motherfucker, but I love everybody.
We're closing out, so stop talking.
Okay.
I'm Allie Rock. Wow.
Allie Rock.
A-L-I-R-O-C 07 on Instagram. I really on everything.
On everything?
Yeah.
IG and Twitter?
Yes. A-L-I-R-O-C 07.
Shout out to Black Twitter.
Yeah, shout out to Black Twitter.
Is there a brown Twitter?
Apparently there's all kinds of Twitters, but we know that.
Is it Black Asian Twitter? Do it
best.
Really?
Mm. It's all about Black Twitter's the only one that has like
a, Black new, Twitter a
whole
fired,
a whole department at New York Times that's devoted. I'm not making this up.
Are you serious?
That's devoted to keeping up with what's going on Black Twitter.
On the New York Times.
At the New York Times, there's a, my brother used to work there. There's a department at the New York Times that is devoted to monitoring the ongoings of Black Twitter.
Hip hop cops?
So the hip hop cops are on Twitter now?
Oh, definitely. They're mainly on IG. That's probably where they live at.
The NYPD used to have this special
task force. Oh, my goodness.
That would follow like rappers
and shit. The hip hop cops.
You never heard of hip hop cops?
I have.
That part.
Oh, really?
I didn't mess that completely.
It's the 90s.
Shut up. What?
Jamal would have told you about
you
it.
Need some Jamals in your life.
Jamal definitely would have.
Just like Kamal needs some Andes.
Yeah, if you had some Andes in your life, you
or
would
some
know
Tuckers.
Not to,
Tucker. Do I know a Tucker?
Get a Tucker on your team.
Whoa. No tucking over here.
More than culture.
What?
More than culture, man. We out, man.
Hey.